Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. In high school action last night on the golf course in boys golf, it was Harlan, a 169-182 winner over Shenandoah. Medalist in that event was Max Langenfeld of Harlan, shooting a round of 39. Mount Air beat Bedford 200-208. Medalist there was Connor Giles of Mount Air with a round of 42. At the Panorama Invitational, it was Panorama taking home the top spot with 299 strokes, followed by Kemper Catholic in second with 330. Earlham, Guthrie Center, and Kemper JV round out the top five there. Individually, Will Babcock of Panorama shot a 73. Jordan Ng of Panorama also shot a 73 for second. George Appleseth of Panorama shot a 73 for third. And Chris Schroyer of Guthrie Center shot a round of 75 for fourth place in that golf tournament yesterday. Also in girls golf, it was Harlan over Shenandoah, 206-209. Lexi Holloway of Harlan shot a 49 to earn medalist honors. And Mount Air shot a round of 234. Bedford did not have a team score in that matchup. And medalist was Tessa Shields of Mount Air with a round of 47. In girls tennis, Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 8-1. In girls soccer last night, it was Creston over Atlantic 1-0. Lewis Central beat Glenwood 5-0. And St. Albert over Thomas Jefferson 3-1. And in boys soccer, it was Kemper Catholic over Creston 1-0. St. Albert beat Thomas Jefferson 3-2. And Tri-Center was a 5-0 winner over Trainer. A game you heard last evening here on KJAN saw Lance Lynn pitch 6 scoreless innings, and Matt Holliday had 4 RBIs, including a 3-run homer, to lead the St. Louis Cardinals past the Cleveland Indians 8-3 last night. Lynn held Cleveland to 4 hits and struck out 9. He received plenty of help from his offense, which scored all of its runs with 2 outs. Holliday, who has reached base safely in each of his 30 games, had an RBI single in the 5th inning and put the game away in the 8th with his 3-run blast off of Scott Atchison. The Cardinals third baseman Matt Carpenter returned after missing 3 games because of fatigue, and he was 2-for-5, including an RBI single. We'll have the Cardinals and the Indians once again for you here this evening. 4:15 will be the pregame start time, 5:10 first pitch there in Cleveland. In the NBA last night, the LA Clippers were unable to lock up their first ever trip to the NBA's conference finals. James Harden had a triple-double, and the Houston Rockets forced a Game 6 in the Western Conference semis by downing the Clippers 124-103. Harden finished with a team-high 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists, while helping the Rockets shoot over 54%. Trevor Ariza shot 4-for-6 from three-point range and finished with 22 points, while Dwight Howard delivered 20 points and 15 boards. The Clippers never recovered after falling behind by 15 at halftime. They were led by Blake Griffin, who contributed a team high of 30 points and 16 rebounds. That series shifts now to Los Angeles for Game 6 on Thursday. Meanwhile, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving combined for 63 points as the Cleveland Cavaliers grabbed a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. James showed no effects from a sprained left ankle as he poured in 38 points to lead a 106-101 triumph over Chicago. James also delivered 12 rebounds, 6 assists, and no turnovers in 41 minutes of play. Irving added 25 points despite playing with a sprained right foot and tendonitis in his left knee. The Bulls trailed by 17 with 6:09 remaining before closing within 101-99 on Jimmy Butler's 3-pointer with 1:18 left. Butler had a team-high 29 points, and Mike Dunleavy added 19 for the Bulls, who were missing Pau Gasol for the second straight game because of a strained left hamstring. The Bulls received little offensive support from Derrick Rose over the final 3 quarters. He scored 12 points in the first quarter and added just 4 more on 2 of 15 shooting the rest of the way. The Cavs now have a chance to close out the series on Thursday in Chicago. Also in the NBA, head coach Monty Williams has been fired by the New Orleans Pelicans despite leading the team to 45 victories in its first playoff appearance in 4 years. The decision came only weeks after owner Tom Benson congratulated Williams and the entire basketball operations staff for a job well done. Williams was 173-221 with 2 playoff appearances in 5 seasons with the franchise. The NBA draft will be held at the Barclays Center, the home of the Nets, on June 25th. It's the 3rd consecutive year the draft will be held in Brooklyn. The NBA draft lottery will determine the first 14 picks of the draft. Minnesota holds the highest chance of obtaining the number 1 pick, followed by New York and Philadelphia. The lottery is set for next Tuesday. In the NHL, the third time's a charm for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Snuffed out in their first two attempts to close out their Eastern Conference second-round series, the Lightning limited Montreal to just 19 shots in a convincing 4-1 triumph over the Canadiens in Game 6. Nikita Kucherov put Tampa Bay ahead to stay in the first period and ice the victory with an empty netter. Kucherov also assisted on Andre Palat's power play goal, which put the Lightning ahead 3-0 late in the second period. Steven Stamkos also scored, and Ben Bishop blanked the Habs until Max Pacioretty beat him with just 4:59 remaining. Tampa Bay will face the New York Rangers or Washington Capitals in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Lightning will have home ice advantage if they take on the Caps. The Rangers otherwise would have home ice. Montreal's Stanley Cup drought will enter its 23rd season, extending a franchise record. And, of course, Game 7 of that other series between the Rangers and the Capitals will be taking place tonight in New York. Chicago Blackhawks defenseman Michael Roosevelt has undergone surgery on his fractured left ankle and should be ready for the start of training camp. Roosevelt was hurt when he lost his balance and fell backward in the second period of Chicago's 4-3 series-ending victory at Minnesota. David Rundblad is expected to play his first career playoff game in Roosevelt's place when the Blackhawks open the Western Conference Finals against top-seeded Anaheim. The lawyer who investigated the New England Patriots insists that he found direct and not just circumstantial evidence to show quarterback Tom Brady knew team employees were deflating footballs. Miffed by criticism from Brady's agent, Ted Wells decided to take the unusual step of holding a conference call with reporters a day after the NFL suspended the Super Bowl MVP for the season's first four games based on the report. The Patriots were fined $1 million and stripped of two draft picks for deflating footballs used in the AFC title game. Wells said in his findings would have been strong enough to convince a jury under the preponderance of evidence standard, which is used by many civil cases. His voice frequently rising, Wells testily rebutted assertions from Brady's agent, who questioned Wells' independence because his firm does other business with the NFL. Defensive end Dante Fowler Jr. has signed a four-year, $23.5 million contract with Jacksonville, despite the fact he'll miss the entire 2015 season. The third overall pick in the draft tore the ACL in his left knee on Friday during team workouts. The deal is fully guaranteed and includes a $15.3 million signing bonus. First-round draft pick Brandon Scherff has signed his rookie contract with the Washington Redskins. The former Iowa offensive tackle was the number 5 overall pick in the draft, and reports are that his contract is worth $21.5 million over 4 years, all guaranteed. And Jack Eichel scored with 28 seconds left in overtime to give the U.S. a 5-4 victory over Slovakia at the Ice Hockey World Championship. The win enabled the Americans to finish first in Group B with 6 wins and 1 loss. The young U.S. team will beat Switzerland in the quarterfinals. And Kyle Busch will drive into NASCAR's All-Stars Saturday at Charlotte, his first competition since he was seriously injured in a crash at Daytona nearly 3 months ago. And the Preakness is out for trainer Todd Pletcher, who says he will not enter any of the four horses he was considering for Saturday's race at Pimlico Racecourse. Materiality is expected to run next in the Belmont Stakes on June 6th after finishing 6th in the Kentucky Derby. Pletcher's other Preakness possibilities were Derby 10th place finisher Carpe Diem, Competitive Edge, and Stanford. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.